Thank you, Mr. President, including for circulating this updated language to paragraph 25 via the Secretariat. My delegation is mostly comfortable with your latest language proposal in paragraph 25, but we do have one important caveat to that. New Zealand has a strong desire to see more ambitious language on the last element of the final sentence. That is, we want to avoid inclusion of language that refers to, and I quote, conflict in Ukraine, as this omits Russia's role in the war, which has been widely accepted, including in the UN General Assembly. We have two alternative suggestions to share with you, but are open to the other suggestions too that others have raised along similar lines, and I suggest these without prejudice to those existing proposals. I will read our suggested edits now. So, this grave concern applies in particular to the use of cluster munitions as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Full stop. But also, taking into account the views of several states this morning, we also suggest a second option, which is to replace the final sentence in paragraph 25 with the following. A significant number of states express their grave concern regarding the use of cluster munitions as a result of the attack on Ukraine. We would be interested in the views of others as to whether either of these suggestions would be acceptable. My delegation is also not interested in politicising our process, but we do have a past practice in this convention of recognising and condemning past use. As our distinguished colleague from Italy reminded us yesterday, omitting such information would be making a political decision, rather than choosing to act consistently with past practice. I thank you.
I thank the